taking Valentine's Day to celebrate the heart. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union, benefiting the American Heart Association.
On Star 102.5.
We are happy to welcome to our broadcast Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard. Welcome,
sir. Thank you for coming.
Finally, nice to meet you and have you on the show. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me here.
And it's a great cause that you're coming in for, and one that's obviously near and dear to you, because it was it 2015 that you
yes, sir.
You yep, had your you ago. Had your heart attack, and you were on the road when it happened, right? Weren't you?
I was in Cedar Falls at a high school track meet with my daughters.
Okay,
so I had two daughters there, and both running, and one had just competed and came over and sat in the stands, and we were talking about a race, but she was also leaving that the next day or 2 days away to go on a mission trip down to Haiti, and so we were just talking about that and how she would, you know, she wouldn't be able to run during that time. And my other daughter was getting ready to run. It just came on, like I would describe it, because, you know, I think a lot of times when you have had this, people want to know, like, what did it feel like?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't what I would have thought it would have been. For me, it was, it felt like really, really bad indigestion. Mm. And, you know, I'm one of those people that had had a history of, you know, I popped my Pepcid and,
right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I know what could bring on heartburn. And, and it just felt like that, because we were talking and I just finally just said, listen, I just got to sit here for a second. I don't feel good. But it just kept escalating to where you got really nausea, like you thought you were going to throw up. And then I totally broke into that clammy, yeah. like cold sweat.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I asked Annie to go get me some water. And when she left, I remember I was distinctly, I always sit on the back straightaway of track meets because I like to be away from everybody, and my daughters run distance races, and so on the back straightaway, they can actually hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was in the front row of the Unidome, oblivious to what was behind me, and I'll set that stage for later as I share. But I remembered laying down on the bleachers because I just felt so, I mean, just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, I mean, the last thing going through my mind, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah, because you're how old at this time?
I was 50 in 3 weeks.
And
I mean, I was 50 years old plus 3 weeks.
Yeah, you thought, I'm way too young.
I mean, that hadn't crossed my mind. I remember just sitting there thinking, like, gosh, I just feel like, you know, I'm sick.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
what did I eat?
Well, because when my daughter had come back and I told her to go get me water, I remember saying, Mom is going to just be so mad at me, because on the way out of town, I had spoken at the high school that morning, and then I jumped in the car and I stopped at Bebop's and I got a double cheeseburger, fries, and a chocolate ball. And I ate that in the car as I was driving.
And you're like, he's haunting me.
And, you know, so I'm thinking I'm having this horrible episode of indigestion and I'm going to get absolutely no pity from Ellen.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you did it to yourself, right?
Yep.
And, but I laid down on the bleachers to kind of just like, will it just go away? And I distinctly remember thinking, the bleachers are vibrating. They weren't. I just, what was happening is I was tingling.
Yeah.
But it felt like, to me, that's the best, you know, analogy I can give to people, is the bleachers are vibrating.
Yeah.
And so my daughter came back with the water, and I just said, you know, something's not right. Go get somebody. And so she was smart enough to know where the trainers were. And I've said this to people, if you're ever going to have a heart event, have it at a sporting event or a,
right.
Because, you know, if it's a widely attended sporting event, I mean, they've got paramedics and in my case, an ambulance on site. And so she went there and she was smart enough to say, my dad's having a heart attack. So why that triggered in her mind, I don't know. But the fact that she told them that, you know, took it to, you know, kind of like DEFCON.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You
know,
immediately. And so I had medical people there within minutes, and you know, that's always important in that process too. So, you know, it wasn't this like bam, sharp pain and you drop over. I mean, it was never that. I mean, it was like a toothache gone bad. I mean, it was just this pressure and not feeling good.
Did you lose consciousness?
No, I never did.
No, okay.
And, you know, so going back to saying in the front row, I remember the medics coming over and I remember the ambulance guy talking to me and saying, you know, he gave me, you know, I'm assuming he gave me nitroglycerin or he gave me something to put under my tongue. And he said, we really need to get you to the ambulance because then we can do an EKG and we'll be able to have a better understanding of, you know, what's going on. And the two thoughts that were going through my mind were, because he said, we're going to get a stretcher and take you out of here, because I'm still kind of laying down on the mm-hmm. bleachers. And the two thoughts that went to my mind was, first of all, I said, you know, I drove up there by myself, mm-hmm. you know, well, my car is here, you know, I got to go get my car. And so I said, like, you know, can I just go home? Like, I'll go to the doctor this week,
because
I'm worried about how I'm going to get my car home.
I'm fine for driving. Yeah. Thank you.
And,
I'm good.
Ambulance rides are expensive.
Right.
And the second thing was, I remember thinking, like, well, I don't want anybody to see, like, you know, I'm embarrassed.
Like your privacy, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. You know. And so I said, you know, how about I try to walk out of here? He said, are you certain? And I said, well, let me at least try. So I remember sitting up and trying to turn around to walk. And as I looked, there's three police officers standing like right behind me. And everybody's looking at me. And I'm thinking, okay.
Too late.
Epic fail.
Yes.
Stretch me away.
And then there was no way I was walking out mm-hmm. of there. So, you know, they put me on a stretcher. And now going back to just my other daughter getting ready to run. So if anybody's been in the Unidome, they take you on the concourse or on the stretcher around to that north end, and you take the elevator down to the ground to go out to get to the ambulance. And I knew that at the bottom of that elevator was what they call the bullpen, where they have all the high school kids that are getting ready to run their next races. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, I don't want my youngest daughter to see me.
No. Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. in that bullpen.
Right.
So again, you know, trying to be a good thought, good intention, terrible outcome.
Yeah.
Is in the elevator ride down, I mean, the only thing I could think of was pull the sheet over my head.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just so people would know who it was.
Oh.
What I didn't know is my daughter Maggie was keenly aware of everything that was happening because there was police officers around
sure.
her dad.
Yeah.
And she watched me go across the concourse on a stretcher and saw me come out of the elevator with a sheet over my head.
Oh.
And so it's
oh
just, you know, it's, I mean, that sounds morbid, but it's a standing joke in our family of drama. But, you know, my daughter goes from being worried to being devastated.
Sure. Sure.
So,
goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Taking Valentine's Day to celebrate the heart. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union, benefiting the American Heart Association.
On Star 102.5.